When you add the 13, now we're at column 1, row 2. You just take pinky and this is the James Brown sex machine talked about the last. When you add that pinky, it's 13. And why is it called 13? Because if you took the scale of that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, that's the 13th note in the scale. We talked about that a little bit.
Yes,
again,
yes,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It's
right.
The same as the 6th. There's a factor of 7 in between. What? What I mean is, like, 1 equals 8, 2 equals 9, 6 equals 13. So if you ever need to figure it out, you just do, 13 minus 7. Why is it 7 when there's 8 notes in an octave? Because we're not counting the octave twice. We're doing 8 minus 7 equals 1 to get our relationship. If that makes any sense. So, yeah, there's your 13. That one's easy and common, very common, that first column 1, row 2. So you're already used to that, but just toggle between those two. There's a famous Jeff Beck. I wish I knew the name of the tune, you'd love it. In the 70s, Jeff Beck had some funky albums, and there's a tune that starts like this. Or something. It's like. That's exactly what it is. So, that's pretty cool. And then the melody is like. Anyway, I can't think of the name of the tune, but great records in the 70s. Jeff Beck, Wired, and in that 1974 range. Anyway, so here we go. The next voicing is not as common. This is column 1, row 2, but the second voicing. Same 13th, it's just not as common. Earlier you had the 9th chord that looked like, go ahead, do it. It's, the frets are X, 7, 8, 7, 8. You had that 9th chord. Well, now you're just going to extend pinky to fret 10. Yeah. And then you can toggle between pinky being extended and... And that's why I wrote these ones underneath each other so you can look at it. Go ahead. Yeah. Sometimes you want to get super funky and do a sharp 9, 7 sharp 9, which is next.